Our scripture lesson, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4, and then Hebrews 11, verse 8. Not 18, but verse 8. Genesis 12, 1 through 4, and then Hebrews 11, 8. Let us hear God's word. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Then reading from Hebrews 11, verse 8. "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we come to you now asking that you would bless the preaching and the hearing of your word, all to the glory of Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. How many of y'all are going to remember this song that I'm going to sing? Just a portion of. Do you remember this song? "Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't no way to have fun. Mama told me not to come." There is a connection between the guy who, when he gets to the party, realizes he shouldn't be there. There are things going on that he disapproves of, and so he knows he needs to leave. Well, in the same way, Abram, once he has been regenerated by the Holy Spirit, once he has been given eyes to see and ears to hear, he knows that he does not need to be where he is. He knows, just like the guy in the song, he knows he needs to leave. But what is this cost that is going to be given and causes the guy to realize, causes Abram to realize that he needs to go? In verse 1, we see, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." By the command of God, by this command of God, God is going to test Abraham. He's going to test his love, his loyalty. Abram's country was idolatrous. His friends and family were a constant temptation to him to return to idolatry. Think how hard it must have been for Abram to leave his family and friends. Just because they're pagans doesn't mean that Abraham doesn't love them. It doesn't mean that Abraham dislikes being around them. No, it's his family. He loves them. Maybe there are unbelievers in your family. Then you understand what Abram was going through. Leaving your family, those that you love, even though they may do things that you disagree with, to get up and leave them is certainly a dangerous and disappointing thing. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, he's warning the church about allowing evil influences to continue in the congregation, because he says it may lead others astray. He says, don't you know that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough? It's because of this yeast, this evil influence from Abram's country and friends and family, that God tells him he needs to leave. Now, this command is not some subtle suggestion. It is not, oh, come on, Abraham. Come on, you got to go, pretty please. No. This command from God is emphatic. It has emotion to it. If you're old enough, maybe you remember the old TV show called Lost in Space. If you're younger, you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you're older, you know what I'm talking about. Lost in Space. And here was young Will Robinson, and he's out with the robot, and they're walking along, and then all of a sudden, the robot detects something, and he starts to say, danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger. And his arms are going up and down, danger, danger, danger. This is what the Holy Spirit was impressing Abram upon. Abram, danger, danger. You must leave now or you're going to be hurt. I grew up in Florida. We would have big ant beds. And at night when you didn't see them, you might go and stand right in them. And they had a way to let you know that they were there. They wouldn't bite the toe. They would come all the way up the pants leg. And then that guy ant, when he got way up here, it's like he was going, okay, now bite. And you would have ants all up and down your leg. And the only thing you could do was get out of those drawers real quick. That's all you could do. Well, this call from God was emphatic. It was expressing emotion, urgency. Abram, get out now. Don't wait. Pack it up, and in the morning, be gone. Who wrote? Moses wrote this, but who did he write this to? He wrote this narrative about Abram. He wrote it to the nation of Israel as they were coming out of Egypt. And so they understood what Moses was writing about. Israel, you Israelites coming out of Egypt, you got to go. Danger, danger if you stay. You got to go. You got to flee. You got to get out of here. And then later on, after they have escaped from Egypt and they're out in the desert, there were some of the Israelites were saying, you know, things were a lot better when we were in Egypt. We had all these good things to eat. We had a day off occasionally, you know. They were tempted to go back. But Moses writes to them and says, listen, on the night of the Passover, you tuck your belt in, you put your sandals on your feet, and you put your staff in your hand, because we are leaving tomorrow. We're getting out of this idolatry. We're getting out of this bad, sinful influence upon us. Some were ready. Some were not. But he calls them to get ready, to leave, because they are now a holy nation. Where God comes near, you see, that is holy ground. Abram was holy ground. Moses, holy ground. You are holy ground. Why? Because you belong to Jesus Christ. And Christ Jesus is holy. And He does not want you to remain in a situation that would lead you to sin. We must deny ourselves. Jesus says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. He says also in Luke chapter 14, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, even his own life, cannot be my disciples. All earthly relations must take a back seat to your relationship to Christ. That's difficult to do, is it not? There's a price to be paid for being a disciple of Christ. You must count the cost of following Christ. And what Jesus is saying is that any relationship that is in competition with your devotion to Christ is a relationship that needs to be avoided. Boyfriends, girlfriends, fellow workers, neighbors, socials, if these relationships are a present stumbling block to you in your desire to follow Christ, then you need to get out of here. Danger, 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 Sandy Plains. You've got all this evil influence and you need to get away from it. Whatever the relationship is, you need to be aware. A Christian is the temple of the Lord. God and idolatry cannot be worshipped in the same temple. Someone's going to have to be thrown overboard. Jesus says in Matthew 5, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. And what Jesus is telling us to do is not to maim ourselves, but He is showing us that the right eye is a valuable thing, or the right arm is a valuable thing. We protect the eye, we protect the arm, because they're valuable. But Jesus says, even those valuable things, even though those things you have protected all your life, if they are an occasion for sin in your life, then you need to come out and be separated from that situation, whatever it may be. By faith, Abram, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he went. He had no clue as to where he was going. He had no clue as to what he was going to face. He didn't know. But Christ knew. And Abram knew enough about Christ to trust him. Guess what? You are in a better situation than Abram. Abram had a piece of the puzzle. Just a piece of the puzzle. And he trusted that revelation, that which was given to him to believe in. He trusted. Friend, you've got the entire picture. It's Jesus Christ. You've got the entire picture. You're in a better situation than Abram. Better situation than Moses. Better situation than King David. Better situation than everybody who did not have the full revelation in Jesus Christ. God didn't show anything to Abram. He just simply said, go, and I will be a blessing to you. Well, God is still in the business of calling people to come out and be separated from whatever sin it is. Jesus says, if you want to be my disciple, you better count the cost. That cost may be in family, in best friends. But if they are a hindrance to you and they are a cause of sin in your life, then you must escape from them. You too must leave your sin and go to the heavenly land that God will show you. If not, you will suffer the wrath of God. If so, you will inherit a great blessing. Therefore, my friends, I tell you, come out, be separated from the sinful world. Follow the Lord with all your heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. And in time, you will receive the blessing. Let's pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for Jesus.